From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, I'm Wolf Blitzer. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Bill O'Reilly's School of Doing It Live. Because we're running so late this week, we're not even going to stop. We're just going to do it live and slap some artwork on this bitch and put it out.
Fuck it.
We're doing it live.
We'll do it live.
Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the very live and lively... See how I did that?
See how I did that?
I
see how you did that. Lively.
Mr. Adam Burns from Arkansas. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, how are you? How are you? This fine. Hey, we're doing it in the evening.
We are back to doing it in the evening. We are late this week. We're very, very late this week of getting this stuff done. And so that's why we're doing it live, right? We're gonna streamline this bitch down to a process.
Exactly. That's what you tell me. So,
that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. You know, I was listening back to our live show that we did from the fabulous Luxor Resort and Casino.
How did you even listen to that nasty audio?
You know,
I don't know who was in charge of recording that shit.
Someone had they only listened to a sample on the day one.
It's kind of like that morning that. When I was supposed to be running the audio and we start this live show up and then the chat room goes, "We're not hearing anything." And I go, "What?" And I look, and the audio cable is not plugged in. And little did, who was it?
I think it was Ramble Redhead.
Yeah, little did he know. He thought he was just, you know, cooking, you know. And I just kind of, I snuck over there and kind of, you know, quietly stuck the cord in there. So, yeah. So you were listening to the live version, and what did you find?
Well, I always like, wow, we really did it. You know, as much time as we spend in editing each week and cutting out every breath and everything like that. You know, when we did the live version, it was fun. It had a certain amount of energy to it, and I think it just felt really good. I think, you know, we should give you a break and cut back on some of the recording there. And by the way, you know who does this?
Go.
That's Homer Simpson. Hey,
Dan Castellaneta. Well, I just found out. Yes,
he's playing Homer Simpson. Yes, if you could just turn your volume to me down just a hair.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of figured that
was a little bit
happen,
distorted.
Right. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Better.
So no, but I do have to say, I really don't do like in the beginning, I did like every breath I cut out and everything. Now
every breath you take, I don't do every move you make,
because I just do, but I do listen to the entire thing. And like, if we talk over each other and things like that, I do fix some of that.
You do,
but I don't take out any breaths. I leave
the
breaths
excellent.
Now.
Excellent. So how was your long week and a half here, Adam?
It was good. The only thing I seem to have on my plate, so to speak, is Mark. I need to start
Mark.
Saying
Mittens. We like to call him around here.
Right. He seems to be the only thing on the plate. And the reason for that is, I have to tell everyone, and I think I've mentioned this before.
Isn't that vaguely racist to talk about Filipinos on a plate like that? Isn't that like...
Well, I had Filipinos on a plate. Well, no. I had Filipino food on a plate. But so the reason that I'm spending so much time with him, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show or not, but he is actually going back to the Philippines in less than 2 weeks. And he's going to be there for not one, not two, but 3 months. He's going to be in the Philippines. So I have.
He's going back. Back. We got to get back. Marty, back to the Philippines. With Mittens. Scoop up Mittens. We got to go.
So, you know, and I have to be, because he's, you know, he's going to miss me and everything, but he's excited because.
He just won't show it. He'll miss you. He just won't show it.
Right.
Because he doesn't show emotions because, you know, he's a Filipino robot.
He's a logical person. And, you know, right. But no, he is excited, but on the one hand, because he's going to see his family and friends, and he hasn't been back there in almost a year. So, you know, so on the one hand, I have to be really happy for him and like, yay, you're going to get to see your family and yada, yada, yada. And then on the other hand, you know, when I get home after seeing him, I'm like, I'm going to be like talking to him once a day at like 3 a.m. because it's like 15 hours different. And, you know, I'm not going to. And now he's been spending the night like twice a week now. So like I get to, we spend the night together like on Fridays and Saturday nights. That's like the ritual now. And so,
well, yeah, you went and installed that TV for him.
Well, it was, no, it was,
and, you know, if there's one thing that an Asian loves, it's that TV that's mounted up there though. Oh, look at the TV over there. And wow, take a picture.
Well, he does have this thing. He doesn't like, he never wants to be over here or anywhere really without some kind of noise in the background. So as soon as we walk in, he has to have me turn the TV on. Like, right. I don't
maybe,
know why.
Maybe he has tinnitus like I do.
Maybe. So anyway, so I went to, I passed another threshold, so to speak, in the, whatever you want to call it, the relationship. And I was invited to a party to meet his friends, to meet actual friends of his.
His Filipino friends.
Yeah, well, there were others there besides, but yeah.
Just the Filipino ones.
They tend to, well, you know, it's like any, when cultures go to strange places like America, you know, and they go to work or whatever, and they're living there in, you know, in staff housing and all that, they tend to kind of hang around together. But, so there are a lot of Filipinos, and it was a Filipino family, but they, anyway, but there were Indians there. There were some white people there. I mean, I was one of the white people. And so the first thing was, I was like, what do I do? Because normally when you go to a party, you want to bring something. Like, you don't want to just go empty handed. You want to make a good first impression when you're walking through
the
door.
Wait, you're supposed to take things? Maybe this is why I never get invited back to parties.
No,
I didn't know you're supposed to take things.
Okay. When you are invited to like an adult party.
Oh, well, there's a problem. I've never actually been invited to an adult party.
The host or the hostess, you're supposed to take some sort of like host gift or something like that, right?
I know.
So I was like, I've got to really do good. I've got to do good here because I want these people to like me. And
like, when I went to visit Kevin and Brian in Danbury, I took them a big package of Goodwill.
Of Goodwill?
Yes.
Wait, was it like Goodwill as in philosophically speaking,
you brought them
Goodwill,
yes.
Or was it actual items from Goodwill?
No. It was Goodwill as in good thoughts and good. Maybe I should have got them a present.
I thought you went and got like an old pea coat from the Goodwill store or something like that. I don't know. You know, here you go.
I got this stuffed bear for you. Anyway, now I said, go ahead. So you took a gift.
Well,
but you didn't know what gift to take. Because what the hell do you take to Filipinos?
Well, you know, I don't know. I should have done the Wikipedia. Well, at first I said, you know, Mark, should I?
You know what? You should have taken them a spoon because we know that they don't use the chopsticks.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I don't know if you mentioned this, but he has brought this up several times in the past week. They eat with a fork and a spoon.
Yes.
Not
I
a fork
that up
and a
on
knife.
The show.
So anyway, so I thought, you know, well, maybe I should bring some duck eggs. You know, they can't get duck eggs around here. Maybe I should. And then I nixed that because I couldn't get it at Target. So I went to Target and I was like, I called him and I was like,
find me some duck eggs.
What should I bring? Because it was a birthday party, but I didn't know either of the people.
No.
And so finally I settled on bottles of wine. So I went to the liquor store.
You can never go wrong with that.
Well, right. I didn't think so. I was like, do these people drink? And he's
like,
yes.
That's the problem, though. If they actually do drink wine, then it's really easy to go wrong with a bottle of wine.
Well, I got what I like, and pretty much all I like is Riesling, so that's
right.
What
in a,
I got.
In a box? Was it
no.
A nice box of wine?
It was in a bottle. It was actually the same thing I'm drinking right now. Anyway, so I got that, and that was all settled, and we get there, and everything's going great, you know, and everything. So it was a birthday party. They had this wall set up with, like, they had made printouts of like happy birthday so-and-so, whoever it was, and put these balloons and an arch kind of thing around it and set up like a photo op place where they could, like, kind of like at the Oscars where the stars stand in front of that big backdrop and they take pictures.
Right.
They had done that. So I guess for memories for the birthday girls. And so they had us go up and take a picture with one of the ladies that it was her birthday. And then we, you know, stood around and I met everyone. And there were a lot of employees from where I work as well as where he works, et cetera, et cetera. So, see, I was just getting into my story.
Just hold that thought there for a second.
I will. I'm good at this now.
I got the phone there. Let's see. Let me say hello.
Davy Jones, dead of a heart attack this morning. Don't know if you've heard it yet. Bye-bye.
Davy Jones died of a heart attack this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was on the 29th.
29th.
You know, it's funny. I never have to wonder when a celebrity has died anymore, because as soon as a celebrity dies, we start getting, you know, like all these calls from everybody. And, you know, it's funny. Now that I think about it, we had already mentioned Davy Jones on at least a couple of episodes.
I know. You know what? And I actually listened back to our last episode going, please don't let this be the episode where we were talking about Davy Jones is cute. Well, he used to be cute. please don't let it be this episode that is out right now while he's dead. And then thank goodness it was the episode before that.
Well, yeah. So evidently they were still on tour. Well, at least three of them were. And he had done a show like back on the 19th. Anyway, so yes, Davy Jones and his locker are both dead.
Right, I just got one thing to check here before I make this official. Let's see. Let me go over here to the Gmail stuff. And we got a call from the future that was just convinced that he was the first.
Well, it's in the list that I did, and it's
so
in order.
That's the right. That is that list is in order.
Yes, the list is in order.
Wow. And what separated the first and second place here?
It was minutes. It wasn't
minutes.
It was not seconds like Whitney Houston. You'll have to look. The titles of the cleared it.
I just moved it. No, I just moved
the titles of the file actually have the minutes and seconds, and I think I put it in the description as well. But I think it was like
All right, Moose P, you have won an entry into the celebrity death contest here, and I don't have my thing in front of me because I've had people staying in the office. I want to say we're up to $51, and so this would make it up 56. Is that right?
Well, I don't keep track of that. That is the one thing that you were you were in charge of keeping track of. So you'll have to.
I think we were up to $50.10, I think. So, and now we're up to $55. I will check it out, but it's somewhere up in that area.
I was going to say, if you forget, you're going to have to go back and listen to every episode since we started the Celebrity Death Phone. Take care of that. So anyway,
so get back to your Filipino story, because I was on the edge of my seat. You took the wine, the box of Riesling that you really liked, and you took it in there. And what did they have to say?
Well, they liked, you know, they.
I'm sorry. Hold that thought there. Just a second there.
Now it's not Daniel interrupting me. It's the Celebrity Death Phone interrupting me.
Let me see what I got here.
This just in: Larry Dean reporting, Davy Jones dead. Heart attack. Just thought I'd let you know. Bye.
Oh, poor Larry. You got to admire Larry Dean. He's like, he's always near the top there. You know always
in,
like one of the
school,
two or three.
Was he always like second place in the spelling bee, you know, or
we
the
used to
science
call them all
fair.
Second place Larry. Yeah.
I don't know. So, he's got to get the thing.
Oh, he's got to get the thing. The sad tuba.
Yeah, the sad tuba.
You know what? Let me just pull this up here. I just, someone said this weekend, you mean the sad trombone. And I just wanted to point out that those are two different noises. The sad trombone is the, that is the sad trombone. We use the sad tuba, which is the, sorry.
That would be it.
Yeah. So I will here. I'll turn the ringer off. So
I'm
get
sure you
your
will.
Story.
But we seem to have two or three celebrity death phones laying around. So anyway, so I'm going to skip through. So we ate, and all the food, it was all Filipino food. It was all really good. They had chili sauce, which I love, like the sweet kind of hot sauce and whatever. The only problem was I was eating these things that I thought were chicken strips. And I thought, man, these taste kind of strange. But I was at a party with other people, you know, right? And so I was going to eat them. But then Mark says to me, hey, no, it's nothing gross or anything. But he says, I thought you didn't like fish. And I'm like, I don't. And he's like, well, that's fish. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, here, I'll eat the rest of it for you. So,
But apparently you did like
it. No, I didn't like it. It was tasting weird, but I was determined to eat everything on my plate. Because I was at, you know, I didn't want to look like the American who's not eating the foreign food or whatever.
You know what? I always insist when I eat foreign food at someone's house that they label everything for me, just as a courtesy.
Well,
to me.
They did. They had Post-it notes on everything. But the problem was, is that
you didn't read Filipino.
No, I did.
And
no, it
so
was,
it was written. Oh, this is Don King Tong, and right, I was no. That got me a big old helping of the Hong Ching Cha.
It was in English, but the fish one was turned around the other way, and I didn't bother to turn the platter around and look at it, so I didn't see it. But anyway, so what I wanted to bring up was several of his friends were like going up to him during the course of the party and like asking him questions and stuff.
Like, who's your American sugar daddy over there?
Well, and so, you know, one of the things they ask was, you know, who's courting who? Like, you know, like we're supposed to be courting. And so, you know, he was like, they're wanting to know, you know, and of course I gave him a hard time about that because he told me that one of his boyfriends, maybe his only boyfriend, I don't know, they had dated for like a year before they became boyfriends and they broke up within 3 weeks of being boyfriends. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to ever ask you to be my boyfriend because that means I've got 3 weeks and then we're, you know, we're done. You know, maybe this would be a good time for another celebrity death phone call.
You know, I cannot control.
There is something I wanted to talk about that freaking party, and I can't remember what it was now.
Because well, let me tell you, you know, I had an event-filled weekend here up in the Connecticut's because as you may or may not be aware, I had a visitor.
I know. Sorry. I'm just trying to remember. Steven.
Well, I was going to play his theme and everything. So.
Oh. Little number I tossed off. Steven from Wisconsin, he's shy, oh so shy, but he tossed us a bone when he picked up his phone and he called.
I guess he didn't call, really.
Thank you very much.
He didn't so much call as, you know, come here to the dump that we live in and stay here. So Stephen was here this weekend and he and Lurie Dean and I went off and Robert, we went to the, I'm sorry, I had to cough there. We went to the Foxwoods, which is, there's two big, huge casinos here in Connecticut. One of them is the Mohegan Sun, which I had gone to prior to that.
Is it all you do is go to casinos now? Vegas?
Hey, hold on. Let's hold on to that. Let's hold on to that thought here for a second. Hello.
Here he comes, riding down the street. He's dead. Davy Jones of the Monkees. I don't know what else to say.
Something that rhymes with
Thank
street.
Right.
Hey, that's Big Fatty.
He doesn't ever tell his name. I mean, a good thing that he wasn't the first caller because we would have had to disqualify him anyway.
You know, he is a huge, huge internet celebrity. And by that, I mean, he's fat. But he's Big Fatty. I'm so sorry, Big Fatty. So sorry. You did not get the... Although, you know, I would give you extra points for playing the, you know, for trying to sing the song if, A, you could remember any word at all that rhymed with street. And B, if we actually gave out extra points. We did not.
Roger, roger.
All right. So and that would be our version of Rapid Rabbit, I'm assuming. Anyway.
So you went to a casino.
Went to the Foxwood Casino here in the Connecticut on Saturday evening.
Did it snow?
Actually, it was, all right. So I'll say this. There was a tiny bit of snow as I drove to Boston Thursday night to pick him up. Because I picked him up in Boston late Thursday night. His plane was delayed, so even later that I got there. And then on the way back, it was snowing a little bit. So, and Boston is about 2 hours from here. So it was kind of snowing a little bit on the way to Boston, snowing a little bit on the way back. But that was it. We didn't get any other snow this weekend. So on Friday night, he just hung out with Robert and I. We went out for dinner and did some, you know, just hung around. And then Saturday, we were going out for the big casino night. And so we were.
So what was he there for specifically?
He was there to visit with me.
Well, I thought there was some reason though that he had come. Like,
we play World of Warcraft with a gentleman named Jed who has family that lives in Rhode Island, but Jed himself lives in Skagway, Alaska. So Jed was coming to Rhode Island to visit his family, and so he was going to get together with Lurie Dean and I while we were here. And so then we said, hey, well, Stephen should come out too because it's we all raid together in World of Warcraft and. So that was the gist of the trip was to meet Jed, but, we weren't going to meet with Jed.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed, the poor mountaineer know, barely kept his family fed.
He's lived in Skagway, Alaska long enough that he kind of looks like, you know, hold that thought for just a second there. Let's see. Hello.
This just
into the Death Watch phone, the Davy Jones of the Monkees is dead.
Yes.
Dead. This is from Brian in the Danburys. I probably not the first one in, but I still tried.
Yes, later, you guys. Did. Bye. You did try, and you know, bless you. You and Laurie Dean, you guys should start your own little club there.
Did you play the sad tuba for Big Fatty?
I did. If you recall, I played the big tuba for Sad Fatty. But Brian, yeah. So Brian and Laurie Dean, you guys should get together and kind of, you know, form like a support group there of people who call in to the Celebrity Death Line and don't quite make it, but you're there every time. Maybe it's just because you're both old. That was mean of me, wasn't it?
Wow, you're calling someone old?
I know. That's pretty bad, isn't
that
it?
Must make you feel so young to be able to call someone that's else right. old.
That's right. All right, we got a bunch of these things here. Let's just go ahead and see if we can just get these out of the way. I got to find the damn thing. Well, we're doing it live. There's no editing here. There's no editing here whatsoever.
No, I can't remember what I wanted to talk about, and there are pauses. We're good.
All right, let's just say it's not even a real phone. I'm just making it ring.
Good grief.
My cat's name is Mittens.
All right, let's find out who else we got here. Let's clear out a few of these. Hello?
Hey, this is Brian from the Game Night Guys. Monkey singer Davy Jones.
All right, did he say, like, this is Brian from Damn Those Guys?
No, he said Game Night
like?
Guys.
I know who he is. I know what he said, but listen to it again.
Hey, this is Brian from the Game That Guys.
Damn that guy.
Monkey singer Davy Jones is dead at age 66. You're welcome.
Ah, thank you so much, Brian. Yeah, so that's Brian from Damn Those Guys. And So sorry. So sorry. Let's see who else we have here. This one here.
We had a lot.
Oh, my darlings. Oh, boys. Oh, there's for the death. I'm calling the death phone. I'm calling the right number, right? Okay.
Yes, you are.
Oh, Roman Ragazzi, a very sexy, very hairy porn star from Raging Stallion Studios, one of the best studios, took his own life. He was only 38. And, oh, he had a big cock. Oh, girl. This is a loss that trumps all other losses. Oh, what do you even say for such a large cock being lost to the world? Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going to go enjoy one of his videos right now. Kisses, darlings.
Well, I think that's a $5 penis there.
I don't see the penis. I'm on queerty.com. I see the story here that he died, or he killed himself. Let's see, 38-year-old former gay porn star who performed under the name of Roman Ragazzi.
If you look
this past Saturday,
if you look at your, I'm sharing
your screen there.
Yeah, it's. I think that's a pretty nice penis.
It's nice, but
yeah,
he's a porn star. I mean, that would be kind of like, I don't know.
I mean,
that's his job. I mean,
to have a nice penis?
Well, isn't that his job as a porn star is to have a nice penis? I mean, that's kind of how you get that job.
He's kind of manly. I guess Donna Sugars likes the manly man.
Well, there you go.
But
so what do we need? We need a judgment call here. I've never heard of him before.
Well, I've never heard of him, but he's hot.
I think there's lots of hot people in the world, and I like we both would have heard of other porn stars like Brent Corrigan or other porn stars that I can't think of right now. But
my favorite is Johann Pollock.
Yes. See, I would have heard of that one. I know that name. So I'm going to say no, not the $5. No, not $5 for the porn. Because then if we make the fact that they're hot, like the make that the condition instead of somebody that we've heard of before, then people will just be calling in every time someone cute dies.
You know, I have to say, and I don't want you to agree or disagree because I'm not asking for your opinion, but I have been told several times on the website that I'm on occasionally or that I have been in the past that I looked similar to Brent Corrigan when I had my hat on, at least. So, that's right. I didn't want any comments, but
I have no idea what you're talking about. I was playing the sad tuba for Donna Sugar.
I have been told that before. I'm not lying. I'm not saying.
I know. You know what, Adam? I've known you for 3 years, and you've told me that 100 times. And I have told you before, there are some similarities in your facial expressions if he turns a certain way and you turn a certain way. But I wouldn't say it's like walking down the street. I don't think that you would be like, you know, oh, you're Brent Corgan. But there are times that, you know, that you guys look similar.
No, but I mean, when I'm trying to look my sexiest and I have my hat on, basically, and, you know, whatever. But I've gotten that a few times. But, you know, it's probably from like 100-year-old men who don't have good eyesight. So, I mean, it's fine.
I wonder if there's anyone else that can save us here. Let's see.
I'm so torn up. I forgot. This is Patrick in New York. Bye.
Oh, this is, I played him out of order.
I told you to play
But they were the number two. All right, let's see.
I have a description.
Oh, I don't even know why I'm going to bother to do this. Davy Jones died 66. One of my first crushes before I even knew I had it. Take care, guys. Bye.
One of his first what?
One of his first crushes.
Oh, crushes.
Yeah. And see, I clearly put notes in there. Please play it in this particular order. And then,
right.
And then you just.
You know what? I don't know if I could read. I wouldn't do a podcast.
Because I was going to say, who was that? Who was that that called? And then you
had it all lined up there.
One.
You were gonna do a little shtick. You know what? That's not in the spirit of this show. We don't have stick around here. No. What we got here?
Hi, Daniel Adam. It's Kent calling in for the Death Zone watch that Davy Jones has passed away. That's Davy Jones. Bye.
Now, I was a little confused. Was that Dan?
I don't know.
Or Ben?
Hi, Daniel Adam. It's Kent.
It's Kent. It's apparently, we have deaf listeners. It's Kent. Yeah, no. Called with it. Wait, what?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do a deaf impersonation. That
right.
Would be
you
horrible.
Wouldn't want to piss off our deaf listeners. Let's see. Let's see what I got.
It's Kent.
Kent.
Kent? Ben?
It's Kent.
Sounds like Kent. I mean, I could be convinced that it was Kent.
Hey, I'm Daniel. This is Kent.
Kent. Do we have a phone number?
I don't know. What are we going to call him back? Who are you?
No, no. What's the area code? I mean,
what's your name?
I might know them by the area code.
I don't have it pulled up and it takes forever. So all maybe right, during the course of the show.
Whoever that was, you get the. And B, don't know who you are. So. And if you're deaf, we apologize. All right. Let's see.
It's kind of like if we did the podcast like this the whole time and no one could understand what we were saying. I'm joined here by Adam.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's do this.
Hey, this is George in Atlanta calling the celebrity death phone to let you know that Monkey singer Davy Jones has died. That's Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Monkey singer, David Jones.
Yeah, hi, it's Robert R.T. Cruiser. Just ringing on the celebrity death phone. Probably too late, but Davy Jones apparently popped off his clogs.
Thanks.
Clogs. Bye.
Is that Davy Jones?
No, that was a foreigner.
I know that. Is that David Jones? He sounds hot.
And it was hard to understand his name.
Hi, it's Robert R.T. Cruiser. Just ringing.
Robert Abby Cruiser? What?
I don't know. Robert the Cruiser?
Yeah, hi, it's Robert R.T. Cruiser. Just ringing.
Yeah, it is Robert something Cruiser. Robert.
Is he giving us his last name or is he telling us?
Yeah, hi, it's Robert R.T. Cruiser. Just ringing on the celebrity death phone.
I don't know. Let's go to our Google Plus page. Maybe one of our followers there. So go to Google Plus. I'll sign in as us and then I'll type in Robert and see.
So
what we get.
when you guys call, make sure that your name is legible and say it a couple of times.
You know what? You're fine.
Legible.
You're fine.
What legible? How could you make your name legible over the voice?
What does it matter? It's fun to guess and then, you know, just whatever. If he had won, we had his phone number. We could verify him to call back.
No, I'm making fun of myself because we probably should keep track of the phone numbers of the winners so that we could call them if they're not like live in Vegas. And
that's a horrible idea.
We could call them live on the show.
That is a horrible idea.
We could do it
idea.
Live.
No one will ever call into our voicemail line again if we like start keeping people's numbers and threaten to call them live at any particular point in time.
They'll think we're like Google, you know, with the tracking cookies.
Roger, roger.
All right. So Robert, A, sexy voice, B, and also Brian, I'm sorry, George in Atlanta, both of you. All right. And then we only have two left, so let's just get through them real quick, and then we'll move on.
Hey, this is Gus from Rochester, Minnesota. I'm sure you've already heard Davy Jones is dead.
No, he didn't.
I also see that you recorded the 29th, the day he died.
Yes.
Didn't you record the last time Whitney Houston died?
Yes.
I think you should stop recording because you're killing off celebrities.
I did think of that, too.
Gus.
I was just like, going, oh, my God.
I have to say, and I got his name. His name is Gus. He sounds kind of young. He sounds like he might be cute. I'm not sure.
Well, he's clearly smart enough to know that we name our shows by the date that we record.
And actually,
which means right away he's not an Apple user.
No,
because that's all hidden from them.
He is new. I've never heard of this person before. Do you know a Gus from Rochester?
No, but it's not Rochester, New York. He says like Rochester somewhere else.
Yeah,
somewhere I didn't expect.
Where so it's
it?
A
Rochester,
new listener. Yay!
Hey, this is Gus from Rochester, Minnesota.
Rochester, Minnesota.
Rochester,
oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. You know you know what they have up there in Minnesota?
Cheese.
Sad tubas.
Well, no, we did not record on the 29th.
Oh, we didn't?
We recorded on the 23rd. So I posted it on the 29th.
Oh, because you took forever to edit. But you won't on this one because this one, we are doing it live. Doing it live.
Yes.
Doing it live. All right, we got one final one. You know what? We should just save that one for the contact section.
Well, we have contact as well. Whatever you would like to do.
Oh, you know, it's just been what? We've been going on now for an hour and 17 minutes of these Davy Jones things.
Wow, you must have like started your recording way before I did. I'm at 36.
All 46. Right, fine. Here, we'll just get out of the way. We'll get out of the way. I'll see. It's not playing for me. I had this problem earlier. It just doesn't, this wave file is malformed. Let's see. I think I can download it. I couldn't get it to play earlier either.
When's earlier? I'm not. Let's see.
Hello, Adam. Mr. Brewer, it's very sad to announce that.
All right, I just got to ask this because I listened to this earlier on headphones, right? On earbuds?
Yes.
Does it not sound like he's masturbating during this whole thing?
What? I don't know.
Well, let's start it over again. Listen to this. Now, if you've got earbuds on, if you're listening to this on earbuds, just, you know, listen, get someplace really quiet. I think he's masturbating while he's doing this.
Hello, Adam. Mr. Brewer, it's very sad to announce that Davy Crockett has died. Today is the 2nd of March, 2012, 9 a.m. in Australia, which means it's probably still the 28th of February there. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the first caller to let you know that the guy from the Monkees and also the guy who seems to have a treasure chest in all those old pirate movies, yes. Davy Crockett, is dead. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler.
There's more.
I know there's more, but I have to just get to this really quick because I don't know. I'm sure he meant to do it as a joke, but did you realize he was not getting the correct name?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. The
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett, not the, you know, and I understand, you know, you're a foreigner, Scotty, and maybe you don't understand that the difference between the foreign guy in the television show that we used to watch and the king of the wild frontier, because, you know, that would be...
Fighting is something he knows, so he shoulders his rifle and off he goes.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He don't know the wild frontier.
Well, it is. It's a very long song. It actually is 6 minutes and 46 seconds.
I just want to sing.
There's many verses of
that for some
song.
Reason. Davy Crockett. And I just thought of the Beverly Hillbilly song again. I don't know
right,
why I was
exactly.
thinking of that again.
So anyway, and that whole masturbation thing, which by the way, kind of hot, really, when you think about it.
Hey, either that or he had just run up a flight of stairs. I mean,
but no,
know.
I think. All right, where am I at? I'm at 46 seconds left, so I can get back to it. Let's just analyze this first part of this thing one more time.
Hello, Adam.
Masturbation.
Mr. Brewer, it's very sad to announce that
spit on his hand.
Davy Crockett has died.
there's a little spit on his hand.
I took a drink.
You shouldn't take a drink.
I shouldn't.
What the hell are you thinking? All right, so yes, there was more after David Crockett.
I do kind of love you guys, even though you think
apparently,
I hate you.
Apparently you really love us.
Just don't get my sense of humor. And while I'm rambling and before the next lift arrives and someone from work steps out and wonders what I'm doing.
They know what you're doing. You're masturbating.
No, I'll call back another time. Bye.
Excellent.
I didn't even think about that, but I was at work when I listened to this and I wasn't in that frame of mind.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I had a absolutely wonderful time at the Foxwood Casino with Stephen from Wisconsin and Laurie Dean. And I won't go into boring details about the thing other than to say that maybe you will enjoy this as a foodie and someone who watches the Food Network quite a bit.
Yes.
I have wanted to eat at Kraft Steak for about 6 years now. Ever since I saw it at the MGM in Vegas. And there is an MGM Grand here at Foxwood Casino, which also has a Kraft Steak. And so it's one of two Kraft Steaks in the United States. And for those of you who don't know, that's Tom Colicchio's restaurant, the head judge and creator of Top Chef. And so I've been wanting to eat at this restaurant for 6 years. Now, you would think that with that much built up anticipation and really wanting to eat at a place for like 6 years and that there would be no possible way that it could ever live up to my expectations, right? Because I'm just bound to be let down because I've just wanted to eat. I've made this into such a huge holy grail experience that there's no possible way on earth that it could live up to it. I'm here to tell you, oh my fucking God, that was the best meal that I have had in forever in a day. That was Kraft Steak. Excellent. I just gonna say one phrase: macaroni and cheese with truffle oil. Oh my God. It was such an enormously delicious meal.
So I only ask the hard hitting questions here on this show.
Right. Yes.
And I think that the question that all the listeners have right at this very moment is, but did your waiter refill your drink?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. There was two or three waiters all over us.
So you didn't have to go up to the bar and get your own?
No.
No. And did you tip?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Quite well.
Okay.
Well, but it was, there's four of us and I don't want to, I mean, this sounds like I'm bragging or whatever, because I mean, keep in mind, I've wanted to eat here for years. No, it was about $500 for the four of us to eat, but it was, well worth it. Well worth
That's
it.
That's like my paycheck for a month.
It's not your paycheck for a month.
It is.
It is not. Cue the news. We're out of here.
I'm not done. And I'm not done.
We have to record again in like two nights. Just
I have to finish
that.
My story. So
you were done with your story.
I wasn't done with my story. You were coming in because I couldn't remember.
The news.
So at the party. So the first thing. So everybody was asking all these.
How am I going to get up and work in the morning?
I do too. So everybody was asking, you know, all these questions and stuff about me and like.
Now I got a master.
You know. Hey, I do have to mention though. One of the girls said he's cute. He's much too cute for you. They were talking about me. They were like, how did you catch him? He's cute. But anyway, they were all like, you know, who's courting who and all this kind of stuff and all this. And anyway, the other thing that they said, everybody wanted to know how we met. And you're in a room with foreign straight people. Okay.
Yes.
Catholic foreign straight people. And so gay people, as they might do, I think a lot of us know that not normal, but a lot of gay people meet. Oh, my God. He just left the room. I can't. We're doing this live and I'm talking to no one now and I'm not getting and I'm not supposed to edit. You bitch. You're leaving the room and getting a diet something and leaving me. I'm telling the listeners right now that Daniel is leaving the room. I have to get. Oh, you are such a. Oh,
uh-huh. Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, shut the vibe.
That was the absolute perfect answer.
No, what I was telling you was I told the listeners that you left. They know. They know.
Now, why would you go and
we're doing it live. So
live.
No. Okay. A lot of gay people meet on social websites.
Yes. And, Robert and I met on gay.com.
And some gay people meet on apps such as Grindr. Well, I happened to meet Mark on Grindr. But how do you tell straight people, you know, Catholic, good, straight people that you met on an app called Grindr?
You don't have to give them the name of the app. You just say you met online or you met.
I was like in the bathroom and I come back and he says, and he's standing with a whole group of his friends and he's like, Adam, they all have a question for you. They want to know how we met. And I'm like, we're looking at each other and I'm like, it was a social site.
I would have said, I make a little bit of extra money masturbating on the internet. He came into the room. He didn't want to pay for it. And I got nothing. Play the music. Let's go. Let's move. The news.
I can't read that at all. It's completely blurry.
Steven's flight has landed safely in Chicago.
Well, welcome back home, Steven. So, a New York woman has filed a lawsuit against her former Roman Catholic college in Boston, claiming administrators...
Did you just say Roman Catholic?
Roman.
Roaming. It sounded like you said Roman Catholic. Like,
no.
Oh, I'm a Catholic. I'll just walk around over here.
I think it's just your ears. Scotty sounds like he's masturbating. I sound like I'm saying roaming. Right. So...
Roman Catholic.
I can do that. A New York woman has filed a lawsuit against her former roaming Catholic college in Boston, claiming administrators didn't do enough to help her when she complained that her roommate was having too much sex in their dorm room.
Oh, my God. Too much sex.
So I want to know one thing. How much sex would be enough sex in the dorm room?
I don't know.
Like, I mean,
because this is a tricky story because it's her room, right? This is her roommate that's having sex, right?
Right.
So thereby, she can't get into her room.
Well, she was. So Lindsay Blankmeyer said in a federal lawsuit that she suffered from depression and attention deficit disorder because she enrolled at Stonehill College, but was driven into a suicidal depression after school officials wouldn't give her reasonable housing alternatives to get her away from her roommate at the school in Easton, Massachusetts.
That's wrong.
Blankmeyer said her roommate had sex with her boyfriend while she was trying to sleep just feet away and also participated in, quote, sexually inappropriate video chatting while Blankmeyer was in the dorm room.
Whatever. I could have solved that for her really easily. All she had to do was tape it and put it up on YouTube.
You know, don't girls do the whole guy thing where they put a sock on the door, you know, and say, hey, I'm, you know.
Here's the thing. You know what? I don't care if you're going to have sex while I'm at class. I don't care if you're going to have sex like during the day while I'm off and doing something. But if I'm trying to sleep or if I've got some like homework to do or whatever, then I'm sorry. Go somewhere else. Pretend like I'm your parents and you can't do it in the house. Whatever. Go sneak around. Go get your jollies sneaking around doing it somewhere else. Don't. I totally sympathize with her. And I think that we should start a petition to get her off medication.
You're starting to sound like Wes Stone. You should write an angry letter.
Move along.
So, three self-described, quote, swingers from Arizona, including a couple said to be in an open marriage, have been accused.
Were we done with that story?
Yeah. You said move on.
I thought that you had more to that story. I thought I was just, you know, interrupting it and everything. Never mind. That's all right, excellent.
There was more, but I was done. So three self-described swingers from Arizona, including a couple said to be in an open marriage, have been accused of using Craigslist to look for a dog for the woman to have sex with, ABC 15 News reports.
Wait, she's been accused of trying to... Is that illegal?
To have sex with a dog?
Is that illegal?
Yes.
You say it like it's a certainty. Are you sure that it is illegal to have sex with a dog?
Bestiality is illegal. That's what it's called.
Is it illegal to have sex with a dog? Question mark.
Speaking of having sex with a dog, I was looking for I can't tell you this right now. I'll tell you in a moment after the birthdays. But there's a tie-in with this news story about having sex with the dog. You're going to love it. But I have to. Anyway, deputies arrested Shane Walker, 38, his wife Sarah Day, 34, and Day's reported lover Robert Auker, 29, on the charge of conspiracy to commit bestiality, the Daily Mail reports. The arrest was the end result of an undercover operation that went on for weeks as the three used Craigslist to correspond with someone who they believed to be the owner of a golden retriever. According to the paper. In reality, the correspondent was an undercover deputy. According to CBS 5 News, the deputy exchanged a series of emails with the threesome and convinced them to drive to a location where he would meet them with the dog. When the party showed up, they were arrested. Did you ever watch that? To Catch a Predator series with that guy?
Did Chris Hansen show up? Hi, I'm Chris Hansen from NBC.
And there was one that came in, and I just remember hearing it on this radio, and he said, and Chris Hansen has this very radio, you know, really kind of like you.
He always sounds so fucking serious. I'm Chris Hansen.
So let me just read something that you wrote.
Have a seat there. That's the thing. That's the thing I don't get is why do these people sit there? It's like have a seat here. Have a seat. No, I'm not. I'm not a law enforcement officer or anything. You can run outside and get arrested and be done with this right now, or you can sit down here and spill your guts on camera for the world to see. Go ahead. Have a seat.
I want you to say this back for me, Daniel. So he would say something like, "Have a seat there. Let me read something that you wrote on the web. You wanted to do bizarre things with a cat,
right? Yes.
So yeah, something like that. You were supposed to.
How do you feel about it? Do you think that's funny?
Anyway, so there you go.
You can go out. You know, all right. So I've been done a little bit. All right. There's two things that are very disturbing here. Number one, on my Google search of is it illegal to have sex with a dog, I can't even imagine the kind of ads I'm going to be getting now.
You don't have your safe search on, I take it.
But I did my little Google search there, and one of the first things that comes up is an about.com thing is, why are so many people having sex with dogs?
I don't know. It's rampant at college, right. at Catholic colleges, apparently.
Apparently a big thing, especially the roaming Catholic colleges. So yeah. Here's what I found out just in my brief skimming of articles while kind of half listening to you and half skimming these things, is that apparently it is illegal in most places under animal cruelty laws, which led to this gentleman here from Wisconsin pleading. You gotta love this.
That his dog liked it?
No. Defense lawyer of a Wisconsin man charged with having sex with a deer is claiming he's innocent of any wrongdoing because crimes against sexual morality statute prohibits sex with animals, but fails to mention carcasses. The deer in question was dead.
Oh, nasty. Yeah. What is it? A mixture of like porn and like Bear Grylls on, you know, like, what is the name of that show? The one where perhaps he like sleeps in camel carcasses and stuff.
I know, yeah, I think that was called Star Wars. Maybe he was just reenacting Star Wars.
I don't know. What was the name of that show?
I don't know.
Well, that was the end of that story. So do you want to play the sound?
Oh, yes, I will.
So, lastly,
no more Lux were sexually assaulted during that noise.
Lastly, a scrambling device has been installed on the cable television system at a county jail in Liberty, Texas, after a probe revealed that inmates had gained access to pornographic television channels and had been watching it for months, the Houston Chronicle reports. The prisoners' access to pornography was discovered after reporters from the local station Channel 2 News obtained internal emails, security logs, and other documents from the jail through an open.
I'm Chris Hansen from Channel 2 News. You want to have a seat over there, sir? just have a seat right there. Let me ask you a few questions.
So just tell me, did you want to do bizarre things with the dog? In emails obtained by Channel 2 News, security officers made repeated mention of the, quote, inappropriate programs the prisoners were watching and continued to record such behavior in hall logs over the coming months. But anyway.
It seems to me that letting prisoners have access to porn would probably cut down on rape, wouldn't it?
Either that or increase.
I think a lot of. All right. So in the real world, rape is a crime of violence, not a crime of lust or of horniness or whatever. I think in prison, rape is arguably violent still, but I think it's more because they're horny and have nothing else to do. Horniness and boredom, and the fact that they're criminals and they're gonna attack someone. I just wonder if you just gave them a place to masturbate, maybe you know, maybe they would. I got nothing.
I can't hear you.
What do you mean you can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
I have done nothing different. My lines are going.
Nope.
Yes. Let's see. I'll do this.
It did some internet Skypey thing, and then your audio just went dead.
Audio just
nope.
Dead.
We may have to stop the Hangout and start it again.
No, there will be none of that. Hold on just a second. I'll switch back to this, and then I'll switch back to the to there.
Now I hear
now,
you.
Now is that fixed now?
Although your face looked really entertaining. But I have no idea what you said for like a minute.
I was listening to Scotty's phone call again, and I was masturbating.
Guess I am doing some editing.
No, there will be no editing. There's no editing.
Hey, Dominic.
Yes, sir.
Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC. How you doing?
Thank you.
How's it been today?
All right, thank you.
You just bought a stolen bike.
No, I didn't buy a bike.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Where's the bike?
The bike's over there.
You paid a man
$5
for it.
Nope.
We watched. We have it on tape.
Nope.
Oh, we watched. We have it on tape. You know what? Yeah. Here's my question. How much must it suck to be Chris Hansen and show up at like a holiday party? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not there on assignment or anything. You just like show up at your friend's Christmas party and like everyone leaves. They're like, oh, fuck, it's Chris Hansen.
Well, he walks in the door and says, well, hello, I'm Chris Hansen.
You know, like, he must just like clear out a room, just like really, really, I got.
Well, you know, I don't know if anyone heard this, but he actually... he was caught having an affair.
He was
by some other reporter. So he was on the news in a precarious situation as well.
Did the guy walk in and go, "Hey, you're Chris Hansen from MSNBC.
Right.
You want to have a seat over here, sir?
You
want to have a seat over there? All right. Well, let's there we go.
It's your birthday.
Excellent. Speed round of happy birthday.
All right. So here's our first one. Here
yes.
we go.
Yes. Star Trek Voyager, Kate Mulgrew.
No.
Jerry Ryan.
Yes.
Excellent.
So Jerry Ryan, who played Seven of Nine.
Yes.
Is 44. And she's on a show that is probably going to be canceled called Body of Proof.
Now that makes me feel better. That makes me feel better that Jerry Ryan, TV's Seven of Nine, is my age.
Well, all right then. So our next one is, I'm going to say, our next one is very old.
It's Lurie Dean.
And I have two songs to help you out with this one.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, so there was that one.
There's that
and
one.
And here's the next one.
That is the Yankee Doodle went to town.
Yep.
Right. So these two things, huh?
Yeah. Very important person.
Is it Francis Scott Key?
No, it's not the composer.
Not the composer. Star Spangled Banner and. George Washington.
Yes, it is George Washington.
George Washington's birthday.
George Washington, were he alive, would be 280 years old.
Wow.
So
that's old.
There we go.
That's like big fatty old.
It's pretty old. I don't know if it's quite that old.
That's
pretty old. So here, I told you how old he was going to be. So our next one, here we go.
All right. This is Tool Time. Home Improvement. Show within a show.
It's not the one you would think it is.
It is not. So is it Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No.
Was it the
it's a woman.
It's a woman. So it's the wife whose name I don't know.
Okay. Yes, it is the wife. Patricia Richardson.
Oh, there you go. Patricia Richardson.
Turned 61.
61.
All right.
A little bit of JTT there. You know, one of my favorite scenes from Home Improvement was a Halloween episode when the doorbell rang and Jonathan Taylor Thomas opened the door and there was a Buzz Lightyear and a Simba dressed up there. And he said, "Here's one candy bar for the spaceman and a whole handful for the adorable little lion." And shut the door.
All righty.
Are you aware that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the voice of Simba?
No, I didn't know that.
See, he was the voice of Simba, and Tim Allen was the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
I knew Tim Allen was the voice of Buzz Lightyear. I did know that, but I did not know. Sorry. Wah, 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 wah. Okay, so here is our next one. This person...
This is my puppet. Oh, shit. Uh, This is a snooty British person.
Do you know what this song is?
I do not, but I have often heard it while I was drinking tea.
Well, this particular piece is "The Trumpet Shall Sound." You hear the trumpet.
It's Dizzy Gillespie. Is it Dizzy Gillespie?
No. It's the composer, and it's "The Messiah" is the entire work.
So it's Jesus' birthday?
No.
Oh. Then I don't know.
So you've never heard of Handel's Messiah?
No. Is it like you can, like St. Louis, you could like pick it up?
No. Handel. George Frederick Handel.
See,
is a composer, and he would be 327. I had to play that because I'm a trumpet player. Okay, here's the next one. Now I have two on this one.
All right, so this is Sex and the City.
Okay, it is Sex and the City, and I have an interview, so maybe you can recognize the voice.
No, I do.
Oh, really?
Are you kidding me? Well, they're right there. It's hard not to look at them.
It's the lesbian. It's the lesbian.
It's not the lesbian.
No.
It's not Cynthia. Whatever
no.
Her name is?
Charlotte is so bubbly. And
it's Charlotte then. I don't know the actress's name. It's Charlotte.
Okay. Her name is Kristen Davis.
Never would have got, if you had given me multiple choice, I wouldn't have gotten
Kristen
that.
Davis is 47. I have seen every Excellent. Episode of Sex and the City like 10 times.
Excellent.
Because I am truly gay. Okay. Maybe you'll get, this has not been a good week for you so far, but
no, it hasn't.
Maybe you'll get this one.
Okay. Is it like Otis Redding or?
Think long flowing hair.
Oh, Sam Bolton?
Michael Bolton. It's Michael Bolton.
Oh, I was thinking of his much younger, cuter brother, Sam Bolton. Who?
So, Michael Bolton.
I'm sorry, Adam. It's Michael Nesmith.
No, Michael Bolton turned 59.
Excellent.
All right.
Is that it? Was that the birthdays?
No, we have three more.
Three more.
So here we go. Now this is who you think it would be. Blah blah blah. The Honeymooners.
With Jackie
stars.
Gleason. Jackie Gleason?
It is Jackie Gleason.
Yay!
Jackie Gleason would have been, I believe he's dead, he would have been 96.
96,
yeah. All right.
96 years young today.
Now, this...
Look at that handsome man on that side of that smucker's there.
Now,
it's I'm Willard Scott, and Jackie Gleason, 96 today.
Now, this next one, I really like this guy's voice, and some people make fun of him, and some people really like him.
Is it Vera Charles?
No. But I really like this guy. I think he's got a really nice voice. So here we go.
When I am down and my soul so weary, when troubles come.
Is it Josh Groban?
It is Josh Groban.
There you go. You know, Vera Charles has an enormous crush on him.
He's got a really nice voice. When I was in the Turtle Creek Corral, I don't know if anyone knows, but I was a member of the world famous Turtle Creek Corral in Dallas, Texas. One of the world's best gay men's choruses. And we sang this piece. So anyway, Josh Groban turned 31.
31.
31. So happy birthday.
Well, out of your age range.
So here's the next one. This is the one that's
this
related.
This will be the last one.
This is the last one. Lastly...
lastly tonight.
Lastly, this is the one that's related to sex with dogs.
I can't take it anymore. If I gotta choke down on one more of those moldy, disgusting crackers.
That is the voice of Iago from the Disney's Aladdin, expertly voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
It is Gilbert Gottfried. And the reason that I say it's related to sex with dogs, I don't know if you have ever heard, he has the most disgusting joke that I have ever heard in my life.
Gottfried. Of course, I had
and I'm not going to play the whole thing.
A lot of you are probably looking at this going, oh, look, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
And maybe this is not the...
And he opened the show with that, surprisingly.
Maybe I can't find it. It's a disgusting... It's called The Aristocrats. And it is the most...
talent agent.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
A null American family walks in. Ah, father and mother, son and daughter, a big fluffy dog. The family has blonde hair and blue eyes and bright skin. And the talent agent looks up and goes, all right, let's see what you do. So the father drops his pants and takes off his shirt. He's totally naked. He undresses his wife, starts fucking his wife on the floor.
Anyway, well, you guys can just Google that because it goes down. Yeah, basically the son and daughter do that, and then table legs. Yeah,
you would need to see the movie The Aristocrat.
Table legs and rats and dogs and
right. Now, do you know what to me? Do you know what Gilbert Gottfried will always be known as in my mind?
What's that?
In back in 2000, when they launched the new Microsoft Office and they got rid of Clippy.
Oh, no, I don't know. I
do you remember? Do you remember the old Microsoft Word where the little paperclip would come up? And
yes,
say,
I do
like,
remember
you know,
that.
Like,
yeah,
you look like you're trying to write a letter, and so they got rid of it. And Microsoft made a big marketing campaign that they got rid of it, and so you can find this on YouTube. But this would have been the movie, and so the paper. This is what I remember. Yeah. This is Clippy. Someone's
why, hello it. There. I'm leveraging real-time, legacy-compliant collaborative micro-branding to complete the most important project in my company's history. As soon as I finish this proposal, I...
It looks like you're writing a letter. Would you like help?
You little metallic...
And it just goes on from there. It's basically everything that Clippy says. I always now cannot do it without thinking of it in Gilbert Gottfried's
Well,
face.
I always think of him as either Iago or Affleck.
Yes.
The duck.
Okay.
But anyway, Gilbert Gottfried turned 57.
57!
57, yep.
You look like you're having a birthday. Can I help?
It's your birthday!
Now, before we do contact, I did want to, there was something I had in my discussion that I wanted to bring up in this episode. So, everyone, there had been, and this is, what?
You're just trying to make me go to bed late.
So, we always record at this time. I don't know what you're talking about. So, we have we had some mention of my fascination with The Incredible Hulk. On Google Plus. This is kind of related to contact, but
can't we just save this for 2 days from now when we record again?
Do you want to save it for 2 days from
now? Yes. I want to save it for 2 days.
Oh, fine.
3, 2, 1. Contact. Here's the secret. Here's the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer. Here's the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. Now you look upset now.
I'm not upset.
You do.
I'm thinking
you
I'm
going
to have to edit.
No, why are you going to edit?
Because we've had all these extraneous conversations.
No, it doesn't matter. Leave it. Screw it. We're doing it. We told them up front. We're doing it live.
They're going to know how sucky it is without the editing.
No, you mean, and by sucky, you mean awesome.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, we're probably not going to have any contact in the next episode.
Do you know what the people need? Well, that's people can call in and give their own Incredible Hulk stories. Maybe a celebrity will die between now and then.
Maybe so.
Excellent. So what do we got? You know, I have a voicemail. I mean, an email that just came to me.
Well, that we had no emails to contact. So why don't you go ahead and read that?
All right, this one comes through Daniel. Question about Google Voice. I've never used it, but I am thinking about using it in a fundraising fashion to help register auction bidders via text messaging instead of registration forms. I'm looking for a computer-based text messaging system that is ideally free. The problem is it needs to be searchable and have multiple people logged in to be able to access the text received. Is this kind of capability available with Google Voice?
No.
I was trying to think of like a clever way is like maybe if you used GroupMe or something like that, you know, like one of those group texting things like that. But I don't think you can even do that for what you're trying to do. I'm not sure what you would use for what you're trying to
do.
Who
was it?
That was Joe. He doesn't say where he's from. It just says Joe.
And wait, so what does he want this for?
It is some kind of fundraising fashion. I think it's... They're probably raising funds to prevent cruelty to dogs, like people having sex with dogs or something like that. But it's some kind of so what they want to do is they want to register bidders via text messaging instead of registration forms. So they want people to be able to text a number, right? And then they want it needs to be searchable, which, you know, the Google Voice is.
Why don't they do it via Twitter or something and not do it?
Yeah. But well, because I think it's all back to that same thing that they have to follow. You have to follow them back to get a direct message. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
I mean, they could use a hashtag.
But then they would all be public tweets because hashtags only work on public tweets.
Yeah. But I mean, they're only registering for something, right? So.
Well, no, but they don't want. There may be some kind of bidding going on if it's an auction. If it's a silent auction, they don't want other people to be able to see the bids as they're going in because then they would know what they needed to be.
Well, I think you've stumped us.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you would use. Maybe email. Just have them because you can email is kind of like the universal program, right?
I mean, you could set up. Now, you could set up a Google Voice number to and just tell if you had a group of people that you wanted to have access to it, like a committee or something, you could tell them all the password. And they could all log in and check the text messages if you just
provided
wanted to make
that
it.
they don't have their own Google Voice numbers because then you have to log out of your Google account in order to switch over to that Google account. And even though I don't know that it will allow simultaneous people to be logged in everywhere because that's really not what it's designed for. So I don't want to like step out there and say, oh yes, that was where it may be against their terms of service or something. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
It will allow you.
I do know the answer is that that won't work. What you're trying to do there would not work because you wouldn't be able to search through Google Voice in the way that you want to.
There's a search at the top.
But I don't think that it's going to work in the way that they want to because it's going to search through everything.
Well, I don't know. You probably need to call Leo Laporte the tech guy.
I call Leo Laporte.
Saturdays and Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern
Laporte,
time.
The tech guy.
Yes.
So. Wasting more of my time with the intros and the outros and actually answering questions. Actually, I don't know. I like Leo. Leo's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Joe. I wish I could. I wish I had an answer for you. I don't.
Maybe you just need to play it. The sad tuba there. We don't have an answer for you, Joe.
We don't have an answer for you.
So we're going to have to give ourselves the sad tuba.
We'll do the sad trombone. So we'll be there. Right.
You didn't get the whole sad trombone.
Roger, roger.
All right. Well, we did have some.
I'm sorry. I was playing Scotty's
voicemail. Yeah, I was
going to
say
right, go ahead.
The end of Scotty's voicemail that we, the lost voicemail that we found in Davy Jones's locker. Okay. Right. So this one was kind of confusing to me. So
I find that difficult to believe that something would be confusing to you.
Maybe you know. Maybe this will mean something to you. But here is this voicemail.
Daniel Brewer, Adam West, it's Guru Nudi. In Tampa.
Wait, pause it. Pause it for just a second. Adam West?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who Adam West
is,
right?
Yes, Batman.
He's TV's Batman.
Yes, I know.
He thought you were Batman.
I guess so. Where's Robin? I need a drink. Okay.
Fabulous new voicemail mashup contest sponsored by Kathy Bacon.
Right.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Do we have a new voicemail mashup contest?
No, we don't.
Oh, see, I'm confused. Okay.
I hope I win. I think it's a great concept, by the way.
I think he's just drunk.
Let me wet my whistle. A little green tea. Get my groove on, my chops. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs. Then he was a she. She said, hey, babe. Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey. Take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Okay, I think we have to send in the colored girls now. No, no, not the clowns. No, do not send in the, don't send in the clowns. Send in the colored girls. And there you have it, my entry into the fabulous new Dubious 10 Plus voicemail mashup contest sponsored by the inimitable Kathy Bacon. Ciao, kids.
Actually, you know, there's only one response to that, really. Bravo, Mr. Nudie.
Well, I have to say, since I didn't even know that contest existed.
I think that contest, you know, much like that song, only exists in his mind.
You know, Daniel, tell him what he won.
You know, I think you won it all, baby. You won it all. Everything. You've won it all.
Well, maybe we need to check with Kathy Bacon. You know, Kathy Bacon.
Follow the gentleman with the white lab coats there. They will lead you to your room.
Kathy Bacon does tend to start contests unbeknownst to the hosts of the shows. So I'm just wondering if she has started some contest that we're unaware of.
I don't know, but it better not. We're not replacing our voicemail song. I think we were looking for a new technology song, but not our voicemail song.
Yeah. So our next one.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Here we go. Thank you for the call, Guru Nudie. Very nice voice.
Yes, by
very
the way,
nice.
Thank you. You know what? That was what I was going to say. I laughed every time he was singing, but that's just because I didn't expect him to actually be able to carry a tune.
Were you naked when you were recording that?
Yeah, well,
that's what
naked.
We all want to know.
He's okay. Guru Nudie.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. This is Joan Dowles. Just calling because I needed to clear something up. Adam,
yes.
How very dare you? I really actually listen to you because I think you're really interesting.
No, wait. I have to ask a question. Did he say how very dare you?
Yes, he did.
So how dare you wasn't enough, so it's how very dare you.
That's a big fattyism.
Okay.
Which then later turned into how Vera dare you, and then whatever. But as you can tell, Joe is responding to something that is at least 4 weeks old, so Joe hasn't caught up in time yet.
I don't think that you're trying to somehow get into my pants or anything, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Get to Vegas this year, I'll be more than happy to clear that up in person with you, but otherwise I just thought I'd give you that call and let you know that yes, I do listen and I do enjoy your show. So talk to you soon.
I've got balls of steel.
So, Joe, I think Joe and Dallas just invited you into his pants.
I don't know. He was like something about me wanting to get in his pants, and then he'd show me in Vegas. So
I think he did. He's like, be our guest, be our guest. Put your hands inside my pants and your penis. It's in something, da, 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 the rest. Joe and Dallas.
Well, Joe, I know that you want me to get in your pants, but I may.
I kind of remember this whole conversation, which again, he's responding to a conversation that we had weeks ago. But I think what it was you said that Joe and Dallas used to flirt with you, but then when you would try to pursue it, he would be like, now I'm married.
Yeah, something like that. He's very flirty. He's very.
Well, now he's inviting into, I already sang the pants song and everything.
I think he's what you would call a tease.
No, he's not. He might.
Well, hello, boys. Oh, this is Donna Sugars. And speaking of people, darling Adam, how can you never have been to a foam party?
I know.
The only mammoth, and even I've gone. Oh, it is so much fun. All the shirtless boys and not shirtless boys and fag hags and bras, because, of course, they wear their club clothes to the club and they don't want to get their club clothes messed up. So they leave their club clothes with the chunky fag hags at the table who don't want to go in the foam, even though they secretly do want to go in the foam. And then everyone's on the dance floor in their fucking high heels and tripping and falling and slipping. I swear, the end of a foam party always looks like there's been an earthquake or a fire, because there's people, like, dragging other people off the floor with limps and injuries and cuts. I swear to God, a bitch broke her ankle. But it was fun. Oh! You should go. Kisses, darling.
Mwah. All right. Now, let me just say, Donna Sugar's experience with a foam party does not mirror my own.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never been to one, but it kind of sounds like the end of that Aristocrats joke. I mean, blood and broken.
No. Here's the thing. If there are women present, okay, if it's in a mixed club and there's women present, it is a completely different event than if it's an all-male club. Let me just say that the foam parties that I went to, I was, about your age, and I lived down in South Florida, so this was down in Fort Lauderdale that I would go to these foam parties, which were every Saturday night for a while at one of the larger dance clubs. And they had this enormous dance floor there. And it wasn't shirtless boys in the foam. It was
naked boys.
Right? I mean, there was no one was actually wearing clothing in the foam.
I was going to say, I thought at a foam party, you actually checked your clothes at the door a lot of times or something like that.
They did have a clothes check there.
Yeah.
Theoretically, you're supposed to have your underwear on at least, but that came off in the foam rather quickly. So it was a very,
ladies and gentlemen, is why I want to go to a foam party.
I'm just saying,
boys.
But then later when I was a bartender at a straight club, they had a foam party, and I was just like, I just don't think this is the same kind of event, really. I don't see this as being I think if you were to go around grabbing those straight boys' penises, they would probably hit you.
But if it involves broken bones and blood, I'm not sure that even nudity will will make up for
that.
I'm not.
Or even guru nudity. You know who probably has seen a few foam parties in his day?
I don't know.
There is a certain gentleman who does a podcast on the internet that has quite a parade of gentlemen callers coming in through his house every day.
Oh, are you talking about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, right? Yeah, he's probably done a few.
He's always talking about that club that he's a member of, or the horror club. Yeah,
right, horror group.
I bet they've had foam parties.
I don't know. Maybe they've had foam parties. Maybe they haven't. But I would be delighted to hear from him, and maybe he could call in and tell us about him, or maybe he could talk about it on his little show. And if you've never heard his show, you should definitely check it out. I think you can find it over at verahasspoken.com. All right, I fucked that one up. You can find it over at verahasspoken.com. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That's some series of numbers that are not out in front of me right now. But, you know, if you went to our website, you could probably find out what they are. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, and you can find us on Google Plus. Just simply search for, you got it, Dubious Intent.
Is this what happens when we're doing it live?
That's right. You know what? I'm a professional. I'm a professional. I saved myself there.
Oh, God. This has been a train. This just should let us know. We should never do it live.
Listen back to this. I think you will find that it was right. You know what? We have to record again really quickly. To get back on schedule here. So if you've enjoyed our Doing It Live show, then make sure you give us a call, and you know, so we'll have some contact, whatever, in the next show.
Yeah, so. Well, that assumes that everyone listens the moment I put the show out and doesn't wait a few days.
Well, you need to get cracking on that thing. Anyway, say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.